And I want to comment on what we just heard about Nikola Tesla's invention of an entirely new system of AC power. Fake news alert. I know all you guys know that this is a big deal to the power guys right now. That's all they give us is fake news. Fake news alert, the slithery kind designed for obfuscation by the power guys to stuff with fluff our minds and prompt our tails to wag at bones tossed. A New York Times piece of December 1, 2017, claims that the circumstance in which AI, so-called artificial intelligence of computers, which doesn't exist, which the article below it admits, saying that algorithms dubbed neural networks dubbed AI, quote, are still a long way from delivering machines with true intelligence, unquote. That the circumstance in which AI has not yet shown up in the economy as a whole, and this is from the article, AI today may underwhelm, but before long it may overtake expectations, by Steve Lohr. That AI has not yet shown up in the economy as a whole, i.e. has had no economic impact. That this slow pace of implementation of what doesn't exist, so I guess it would be slow, has the historical precedent of the electric motor, this article says. Quote, the electric motor was introduced in the early 1880s, but it was not until the 1920s that discernible productivity gains showed up. After the motors spread and factory work was reorganized into mass production assembly lines, unquote. Someone should make a game of counting the ways this statement muddies truth, lies by omission. Firstly, for not mentioning that the three-phase induction motor responsible for the productivity gains is a different animal from the one this article started with that was introduced in the 1880s. The three-phase induction motor is part of the AC system that Nikola Tesla invented and demonstrated with the Niagara Power Project in the late 19th century. Quote, and I am quoting UC Circuit Court Judge Townsend writing in 1900, it remained to the genius of Tesla to capture that unruly, unrestrained, and hitherto opposing elements in the field of nature and art, and to harness them to draw the machines of man. It was he who first showed how to transform the toy of Arago into an engine of power, the laboratory experiment of Bailey into a practically successful motor, the indicator into a driver. He first conceived the idea that the very impediments of reversal in direction, the contradictions of alternations, might be transformed into power-producing rotations, a whirring field of force. What others looked upon as only invincible barriers, impassable currents, and contradictory forces, he seized. And by harmonizing their directions, utilized in practical motors in distant cities, the power of Niagara. And that's unquote from Judge Townsend of the U.S. Circuit Court of Connecticut in 1900, quoted by Margaret Cheney in Tesla Man Out of Time. So you see how we're being, over the generations of class post-French Revolution, dumbed down. How we know less and less about how the world works. Who really gave us the technological gifts that provide the material comforts, the key systems involved in reproducing them? What is really happening in them? Our equivalents 100 years plus ago knew far more. So firstly, that this AC system was demonstrated in the late 19th century, and that Westinghouse, George Westinghouse, obtained Nikola's AC patents for a pittance because Nikola was led to believe that Westinghouse would help him develop the even more significant and remarkable system of wireless power transmission. That Nikola received almost nothing from his AC patents, despite the media consistently implying that he was raking in the cash from his AC patents, and that Westinghouse sat on them, preventing others in the U.S. from using them. and that the economic impact, which means, by the way, the impact of appropriating or destroying earth for the benefit of the few, this is what economic impact means, in order to create ever-increasing disparities between human beings. And I want to think about this as we think through with all the peoples who are seeking to become independent nations. Think through what the fear of material insufficiency is really about. Think through what they're told when they said that your economy will not develop if you separate from the state that holds you as subjects. So economic development is actually ever-increasing disparities between human beings, inequality, an ever-increasing imbalance in the Earth's processes for maintaining its health. And that Nikola Tesla's AC system of power generation and distribution is a global impact. The scope and influence of Nikola's AC system was galvanic out the gate. Okay? I mean, serious biz. The man set out, like Prince, to change the world. And he did. Thank you, Nikola Tesla. We're going to be thanking you quite a bit as we go. We got a lot to thank the man for, as well as our Prince. Speaking of which... Contradiction, my prediction is that. Is it really important why I take my nap? No! Who I sleep with, people with a real mind, will peep this out. You're out. Then it goes to club. Another fool and don't know what she's talking about. Like the woman who tried to approach and attempt to roll. And even boast about how she knew what she said. Damn! Here we go again. You never went to school as far as I know. And now you're trying to say that you're writing a bio. Ooh. About me? Girl, I hate to say it. Nigga, please! Places that you never go. Ask when I'm kicking, I'm kicking the floor. Just like you're supposed to do. Rock to the envelope, tell you. No, no, I ain't gonna kill you, man. Shoot that bitch. Just give me the beat, cause I'm in the fall. And people long, I have been bumping the junkies to the funky song. Yeah, I watch the people scatter through the damn floor. Slamming and shaking the booty, screaming, yo, T, give me more. Some more is what I give them. MPG's rocking the track, you tell me how it went. Yeah, you're done with this high beat. Gotta keep it that way, so that 5-0 came for me. And I'm sneaking up the back.